This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Without casting aspersions on anybody, if you have said at some point in the past couple of weeks, I could totally do a better job with this whole tariff thing than the president seems to be doing, 538 has just the thing for you, a simulation that'll let you decide how friendly or, more likely than not, it turns out, unfriendly you want to be and what happens to you economically either way. We got Oliver Rader, he's a senior writer at 538, into our New York studio so he could watch remotely while I play the thing here in L.A. and then talk about it a little bit. Oliver, thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, so let me describe for folks who maybe are not on 538 every day what I'm looking at. The question is, can you win our trade game? If you both and what happens is I play against some other random 538 reader, right?
That's right.
Okay. If both of us cooperate in a given trade round, we each get $15, mythical bucks, I'm guessing. Here, you're not going to pay me to do this, right, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm not okay. Cutting checks for...
Fair enough.
Sorry.
If we both defect, that is, not cooperate, we each only own $10, earn $10. And if one cooperates and the other defects, the guy who defects, the guy who betrays the cooperation, gets $25 while the cooperator gets $5. And it's pretty classic prisoner's dilemma setup here, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, good. So my choices of type of traders are the cooperator, the retaliator, the coin flipper, the grudge holder, the copycat, or the defector. So it's a range of basically indexes on this friendliness, imitation, vindictiveness scale, right?
That's right. Or you could be the Kai and you could create a custom.
I try to be the Kai every day, man. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
You can fine-tune each of those bars how you would like.
Yeah, so let me do this. I'm going to set friendliness, that is free trade-ism, at 50%. I'm going to set imitation at 50%. And I'm going to guess the algorithm then adjusts my actions accordingly, right?
That's right.
So basically, I'm straight down the middle on all of these things. And I'm ready if you're ready. You ready?
Let's do it.
Oh, look at this. So my earnings in this round were $1,060. My opponent's earnings were $1,000. So if I played it straight down the middle, it was pretty much net break even.
You edged out your opponent, but what happened here was you were both a little bit unfriendly and you were both a little bit vindictive. And essentially what happened is somebody cheated, somebody imposed tariffs, and the vindictiveness kicked in, and both of you essentially defected, isolating yourself for the rest of the game. So you won, but at a cost. So this is an example of a trade war.
Yeah, and because the cost here is you're sort of below expected performance. That is to say, in the real world, this would look like jobs would be lost, wages would be lower, industries would underperform, those kinds of things.
Exactly. So you might have come out ahead relative to your opponent, but you did not come out ahead relative to a free trade baseline.
Got it. So let me ask you, separating from the game for a second, because this is fun, but what did you find amongst the 100,000 or so people who have played this game? I can't imagine even how many rounds that was. It was probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of rounds. What do we do? What's our gut? What's our animal spirits when we get into this game?
What we found were our readers, our hypothetical reader presidents, started off pretty nice. But as they played the game more and more, they became less friendly. They became more vindictive and more trade wars broke out. I should caveat that with there's not the entire global economy resting on this 538 interactive game. We have some power, but not that much power. So there's a lack of incentive, and I wouldn't want to read too much into the results. But yeah, we found people became somewhat less friendly and somewhat more likely to impose these hypothetical tariffs the longer they played.
Acknowledging for a second that, as you say, 538 is powerful, but not that powerful, it's interesting to view the results of this game and some of the articles you guys have written as follow-ups. In terms of what is happening now, in terms of some of the language that you see the president and the Chinese using in a real-world environment.
The hope is that this game will capture some of the salient strategic elements that exist around international trade. And essentially, that is the trade-off between individual incentives and mutual bilateral incentives. So in every period of this game, a country or a reader has an incentive to cheat and to benefit themselves. But in the long run, if we can cooperate, we can both be better off. So that's sort of the tension, what I want to do for myself and what would make the collective whole mm-hmm. better off, and the tension between those things.
And what's interesting now is, just to keep it in the real world for just a second, is we've had, you know, decades of, to varying degrees, cooperation in the global economy, right, and in the rules of it. And now President Trump has said, in essence, I'm going to shake things up and we're going to see what's happening.
Exactly. And I think countries have been evolving to this sort of friendly equilibrium, yeah. this equilibrium where they all realize, well, if we all cooperate, we'll all be better off. Trump would probably argue that China was the one who cheated in this game first, mm-hmm. and he's merely responding. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have, it seems like for the most part, we have kind of found this cooperative equilibrium, and that may be being disrupted now.
Oliver Rader, he's a senior writer at 538. I encourage you to play this game. It's absolutely fascinating. And I'll tell you, we have recorded my little session here in the studio on the computer. We're going to put some screenshots up on our website, marketplace.org. You can see what it looks like and how I did, which it turns out was probably toss of the coin. Oliver, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for having me.